الرحيم. الحمد لله والثناء على الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 26th juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, many things are mentioned. Obviously, there is Surah Muhammad, the one surah which was revealed in the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that surah there is certain ayat with regards to Jannah and the rivers of Jannah. Then towards the end this surah Qaf, a surah which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite very often in Salat. It is mentioned in some riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to read that surah in Maghrib Salah. The entire surah Nabi alayhi salam is to read it in Maghrib Salah. And now when I read it in four rakats. Nabi alayhi salam is to read it in Maghrib Salah. So those guys that complain of long salat and long tarawih, I don't know what they would have done at that time. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Allah says that we have created mankind. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. And we know what his nafs, what his inner desires is telling him. We know exactly the whispering going on in his head. We have that. They say many people talk to themselves. Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what you're talking about when you talk to yourself quietly. When you think something, Allah knows exactly what you are thinking. How does Allah know it? Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to him than his jugular vein. We know more what's going on inside of you than what you know of yourself. Man goes on like he knows what's happening with him. In the meantime, when the first grey hair come out, he don't know how it came, where it came from. Somebody else told him it was grey. He didn't even see it himself. For the exclusion of those guys that stand a long time in front of the mirror, they obviously see it before the time. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. When he's going to meet those who are sitting on his right and those who are sitting on his left. I remember somebody asked about Kiraman Katibin. I did some research on this thing. I heard one day from one of the other shuyukh, he gave a talk and he mentioned their names to be Raqibun Atid. But according to the tafsir, it's not like that. I read up in tafsir Ibn Kathir also, and no mention is made of their names. And then it actually makes sense. It is mentioned that every day after Fajr Salat, at the time of Ishraq, between Fajr and Ishraq, two angels come down and the two that was present go back and give you a report. Right. And they stay with you the whole day until the time of Asr. That is why when the Jamaat guys stand up and they tell you, between Asr and Maghrib is a very Mubarak time. The reason for saying that is those two angels that were with you the whole day, they now take your record of the whole day and they go and present it and another two come. So every day there is a double shift. To give both double shifts the same name throughout your whole life is not going to function, it's not going to work, isn't it? So therefore, that is not their names. Kiraman Katibin or Raqibun Atid, that's not their name. Allah says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Any word that you utter, illa ladayhi, accepting that present with it, is a raqib, somebody who is behind you, and a atid, someone who is in front. They are ready to write down in ahadith, they give the different viewpoints of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Some say that those things that are good for you and are rewarding, they write it down, and those things that are sinful, the other angel writes that down. But the other Sahaba of the opinion that everything that comes uttered from your mouth is written down because of this. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Any word that comes out of your mouth is written by these malaika. And it is mentioned that every week, many times we heard the old people used to say, the ulama say the same thing, that on a Thursday evening, do some ibadat of Allah, make some extra dua, whatever. Because it is mentioned this two times. One is when a person says something wrong, and they do something wrong. When you do something wrong, picture this in your head properly, because it is reality. The angel on the left-hand side tells you, O servant of Allah, make tawbah for what you have done. I give you a chance to make tawbah for what you have done before I write down what your deed was. If the person makes tawbah, then he don't write nothing. And if you don't make tawbah for what you have done instantaneously, that is why it is mentioned in a hadith, that person who does a wrong action and then he does something good immediately after that, that good will wipe out the wrong deed. Right? I can't remember the exact words of the hadith. وَأَدْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Right? وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Just to refresh the mind of those who know the hadith. Right? After you do something wrong, try to do something right immediately, so that wrong deed of yours can be wiped away. So this angel tells you when you say something wrong, that, O servant of Allah, fix up what you said now. And if a person doesn't make tawbah immediately, he then writes down what the person has said or what he has done. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And a point comes where the pangs of death comes with truth, comes in truth. It is mentioned Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was lying down close to his death. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Nabi alayhi salam, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, comes into the house where her father is lying, and she says a few couplets, she says a few things in praise and in honor of him, and showing concern about his condition, that he is lying there and he looks to be in a state of unconsciousness. And when she says this, that she's worried about him, why is he unconscious, why does he look like this, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu lifts his head and he says to her, Oh my daughter, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The pangs of death have come in truth. It is mentioned in the tafsir under the same verse that Nabi alayhi salam at the time of passing away said that verily death has, إِنَّ لِلْمَوْتِ لَسَكَرَاتٌ. Death has many, many difficulties. Sakarat is the difficulty of death. Nabi alayhi salam said that verily death has sakarat, many different types of difficulties. Allah mentions وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And the time comes when the pangs of death comes in truth. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. That is what you have been warned about. That is what you have been warned about. And then Allah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. A time will come when the trumpet will be blown. All of that we did explain already.